Live from Lake St. Louis, it's Between the Lines with Rob Reynolds, powered by the StreamYard Studio. Here's today's episode. Well, folks, you know, it's that time of year, and one of my favorite times of the year, because it's the time of the year when our young people graduate and they go to another part of their life. So I thought the logical thing to do today would be to maybe offer some tips, things that would help them as they graduate, things that maybe they haven't thought about, or maybe things that they didn't want to think about because it requires a little action here. And then I have a message for parents, too. So let's think about that. One of the things that when I was graduating, I thought, you know, I wonder if employers are going to like me. I wonder if when I go to school, if they're going to like me or whatever. Well, you have to look at yourself. What's not to like? You like yourself? I had a very, very close friend tell me one time when I was worried about meeting a customer. I said, you know, I'm really nervous they're not going to like me. And she said, Rob, what's not to like? That's the same thing graduates need to think. What's not to like? And then another thing that you need to definitely be able to do, when you're a graduate, you need to be able to converse. Now, I don't mean sitting in a room talking to all your friends on the text or the social media. And no one does that more than I do. I love it. We'd have had that in high school. I'd still be in high school 40 years later. But I got to tell you, you got to be able to converse one-on-one with other humans. Very, very important skill. And then this is one my dad gave me. He was just full of advice. But he said one time, he said, you know what you need to do? You need to know a little bit about everything. You don't need to be an expert in any one thing, although you may be, but you don't need to be an expert in anything. You need to be a kind of a jack of all trades of knowledge where you know everything. I think I said of anything. I meant anything. You need to know a little bit about everything. And one other thing that as you get out of high school and go on to college, and believe me, although you might say you know this, I've read enough corporate emails that I know this isn't so. You need to be able to write and talk. Communication. Communication is the key. And communication in more things than you ever thought. In relationships, in going to college, in playing sports, in the future marriages. Communication. If you don't communicate, it's not going to work. The other thing is, and I've learned this, believe me, and probably should learn more from it, is keep your mouth shut. Everything that you think doesn't have to flow out of your mouth. Because if it does, you're going to embarrass yourself. Even if you know that what the other people are saying, if you tell them exactly what you think, not going to go over very big. Here is another tip. And this is true, and I'll debate anyone on that wants to talk about it. It's not what you know in this good old world. It's who you know. And what I mean by that is, from the relationship point of view, you have to have relationships with people, with customers, with friends, with people that you play on a team with your parents, with your friends. If you don't have a relationship, something more than, hey, how are you? You're not going to be very happy. This entire system is built on relationships. And if you don't do anything else, you will be, you're 80% of the way to being successful if you have relationships. If you have none, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle a lot. And right with that, as you're building these relationships, remember, be humble. Now, that sounds really easy, but sometimes it's not. Let other people brag on you, not on yourself. Let other people brag, not brag on yourself. Now, I listened to another guy, happens to be a sports guy, But he brags on himself all the time. He's the smartest guy of this. He's the smartest guy than that. And I listen to him, and even though I enjoy his podcast, I'm thinking, I know about more than that you do. But it just turns people off when you come across, by your own saying it, as the smartest person there. Let other people tell you that. And related to that, I know a lot of people from all over the country are listening to this. People from the city, people from Texas, people from Southern Illinois, people from New York City, all over this. Remember, you're only from one place. Don't forget where you came from. If you're from New York City, you don't have to abandon New York City if you go out to work in Denver. If you're from Southern Illinois, be proud of it. I was. I'm proud of it. I think it's a great place to grow up, raise kids, have a family. So don't forget where you're from. Don't act like you're something that you're not. And then have a variety of friends. Now, this is one thing that I will have to say that I did kind of work hard on without really knowing that it was. Just turned out that way. Is you have to have friends from all different walks of life. If you like sports, you need to know people that like sports. Gives you something to talk about. But you also need to know people that are just incredibly smart. The bookworms, the schoolies, you need to know those too. You need to know maybe the kids that they came from a different lifestyle, a different growing up path than you did. You need to know. You need to know what they went through. You need to know a little bit about their life. That's kind of what it's about. And then always, I'm telling you, not sometimes, always have a sense of humor. Be you, not someone else. Have you heard of those people that they could say to you, well, good morning, and they'd piss you off? I've known those people. They could say, hi, how are you? And you make you mad. It's just the way you know you. Be you and have a sense of humor. Now, along with that, let's talk about being critical. Be careful about giving advice, because I can tell you a lot of people say, well, when they say, can you take criticism? Yeah, I can take criticism. Till you get it, then you don't like it. So if someone doesn't want it and they don't ask you for it, don't give it to them. Because they probably don't want to hear it, even if they tell you they do. So be very, very careful about that. And then know how to go into a room and dominate that room. You've heard of people that come into a place and they're bigger than life, or everyone knows they're not because they go in and they have a megaphone and they're talking to everybody, but it's because they know the flavor of the room. They know the people to be seen by. They know the people to talk to. They're talking to a lot of people. That's the kind of thing that you need to be able to do. Not, oh, I'm not going to go to that. I'm so shy. Somebody might ask me a question. Well, I'll be. How about that? And then to a certain extent, and this is very controversial, not a lot of people agree with this, but I definitely think it's true. You will tend to be a lot more, I'll say, well-rounded. If you're pretty good, I don't say excellent. I'm not saying you have to be the best one that ever spoke, but you need to be able to speak publicly and not embarrass yourself. I mean, a lot of times you see that on television with athletes. Some of these guys are lucky if they can tell you their name. I mean, and it irritates me, being someone that knows my name and on occasion I've repeated it. I mean, it bothers me when someone like that, a professional athlete, college athlete, you see it more with college athletes, they can't speak. It just irritates me. I don't know. Now remember this. Be informed, not opinionated. Because if you're not informed, your opinion doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Now, if you have an opinion and you're in a setting where that is wanted or needed, hey, you better be informed about what you're going to talk about. There is nothing worse than stating an opinion and someone says, well, did you know that, 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 and you go, huh, no, I didn't know that. Nothing more embarrassing than that. Well, a couple more things. One is about attitude. Your attitude matters, gang. I used to work with a guy who said success is a matter of attitude. It was Sayamoa. Success is a matter of attitude. And it is to a lot of things. If you think you're going to have a bad day, you're going to have a bad day. If you think you're not going to do very well, you're not going to do very well. If you think you're going to go up to bat and get a hit, well, you may. If you think you're not, you won't. That's a guarantee. That's a guaranteed deal. So you got to have a great, great attitude on the whole thing. Let's look at some other things that are possible. Is a lot of times it's not so much, and this goes right with attitude, it's not what you say. It's how you say it. Have you ever heard your friend or your tone or your parents say to you, I just don't like that tone? Well, it's not because they're like a dog and they're hearing a high tone. It's because you said something that really they may agree with, but it's the tone. It's that snarky attitude. It's that kiss my butt attitude that people don't like. You gotta kind of get away from that. Now, another thing, this is the final thing before I have a little word for parents. Acknowledge the compliments. If someone cares enough to give you a compliment, then you should care enough to respond to it and acknowledge it. I'm really big on that. If someone says, you know, you really did a good job with that, I always, if I don't, I need to be told about it. Yeah, I always say, hey, thanks. I really appreciate that input, or I really appreciate that comment. Now, a lot of times they may say something to you that you don't like. Still, got to thank them for their input, because if you are involved enough with someone that they're going to give you an opinion or a compliment or a suggestion, you have to acknowledge it. I didn't say agree with it. You have to acknowledge it. Now, take a breath. Get ready, parents. I've got something to say to you. The next month or so, coming up on graduation, very, very tough time for parents. I know. I went through this a couple times with two girls. And the whole time, I was just wondering how I was going to keep myself together during the ceremony. And there happened to be two boyfriends that were, or now husbands, that were in the same classes, and I had the same feeling with them. Let me tell you something about this, parents. This is a very, very big deal. It's a big deal for them, and it's also a big deal for you. This is a celebration, not only of them, but it's a celebration of you. It's a celebration of the things that you've done to help them get to where they are today. It's kind of like whenever that bird goes up to that cliff, like on the Lion King, remember? When he's holding up Simba and he says, look out there. Someday all of that will be yours. Well, that's what's happening during graduation. Your boy or girl is walking up there. They're going to get that diploma and they look out there. They're on the edge of that cliff and they're thinking, one of these days, this will all be mine. And you're the one, you, mom and dad, are the ones that are going to watch them take a step off that cliff. And you're going to think, oh, I got to help them. But you don't. And they're going to soar. And they're going to look down there. And they're going to see you. And they're going to think, hey, that's the one that took me all those dance recitals. That's the one that took me to all those practices. That's the one that was there whenever I fell during the dance recital. That's the one that was there when I forgot my words singing the solo at the state contest. You know what? She was also the one that was there when I was the star of the junior senior musical. She was there when I struck out with the bases loaded and the regional on the line. But she was also there when I hit a home run, and it led our team to the next level. There are all kinds of things that parents are there for. Parents are there to help you through the bad things to get to the good things. And when they graduate, it's a good thing, because you're right. One of these days, it'll all be theirs. And you, Mom and Dad, had a big, big part of making it happen. So forget all the times that you spent in the car, all the times that you spent going to out-of-town tournaments and dance recitals and travel ball tournaments and volleyball tournaments. Forget all of that. And remember, this is a rite of passage that you helped come to pass. And you know what? We're celebrating it for your son or daughter in the next couple of weeks, but we're also celebrating you. You did a great job, Mom and Dad. And you know what? We need a round of applause for them when they throw their hat in the air. But we also need a round of applause for Mom and Dad, because they made it so you could throw that hat in the air. Good luck to all the graduates in the next month or so. It's my favorite time of the year. I love to see the looks on their face. I love to see the pictures in their caps and gowns. And I love to see the pictures of Mom and Dad trying to keep it together. Now it's your time. So good luck. It's the end of the road here. Thank you. I appreciate you listening. We'll see you next time on Between the Lines. So long.